Welcome to No Longer Hopeless. I'm your host, Lane Mercer, co-founder of L&L Ministries. This podcast is a place where you can come to get encouragement and hope restored. We showcase that there's always hope to be found for the right here and right now in the Lord. Let's get started, shall we? Hey, thanks for tuning in to No Longer Hopeless podcast. Glad you're here. I hope that you've had a good week so far, good month, almost good half of the year. Here we are at the recording, middle of May 2024. It's amazing how time gets away from us. If you've not had a good week, good year, good month, good decade, whatever, I'm also glad you're here because everyone deserves the chance to be no longer hopeless. I do want to say it has been a little bit of time since our last episode that was with the interview with Barbara Jenkins, which was a great interview. And I encourage you, if you haven't listened to it, go listen to it. Listen to that prayer. It's a great prayer. If you've listen to it again. But it's been a bit of time since that episode until this one. And a couple of reasons. One of them is there was major technical difficulties with the podcast platform. We've got that resolved. It's not the only reason, but that did take a big chunk of time away from getting episodes out. Another reason is there has been a major change in personal life, and I'll get into that down the road, not today. So it's just learning how to adjust to a new normal, and so things are just trying to get put back into place. But one of the things that can come back into place is getting the technical issues resolved and getting back on with the No Longer Hopeless podcast. So thanks for your patience. Thanks for sticking with us. And we should be getting back to going to having them pretty much every week unless something happens. So that's kind of some of the house cleaning. Wanted to get that out of the way. I'm glad to be back. What I wanted to do is I was looking in my library and I came across a book that I really wanted to share with you. And this is one I use a lot, and there's different versions or variations of this genre of book. This particular one is probably one of my absolute favorites. I've used this many times, not the only one I use, but it is one I use. And what I'm referencing is, and it'll make more sense as I get into it, but the book is called Daily Awakenings, a devotional by Stephen Hill. And it is a 365 or 366 with leap year, a devotional daily reader that gets thoughts about the scripture, thoughts about the Christian life and things like that written by Steve Hill. I'm going to tell you a little bit about, I'm going to read the back of the book, how I do on some of these, but I use this every day. So here's what this is again. This is called Great Awakenings by Stephen Hill. And I'll put a link in the show notes if you want to try to pick up a copy of this. I will tell you in advance, it was a little bit difficult to find. So the bookstore that I'm linking to is not affiliated with me or with Stephen Hill or the book. It was just the best one I found to where you could get a copy of this book. So just FYI for that. So here's what the back of the book says. Keep your fire burning bright. Take the daily awakening challenge every day. Begin afresh with the Word of God, spending time in His wonderful presence. You can never foresee what the day will bring, but whatever its ups or downs, you can face it more enlightened, more energized, and uplifted than ever before. So kind of short and simple, and then I want to read the inside jacket just to give you a little bit more insight on it. It says, McShay is just one of the giants of the faith whose writings have helped shape Stephen Hill. Evangelist of the Brownsville Revival in Pensacola, Florida, in Daily Awakenings, Stephen Hill introduces you to some of the greatest Christian leaders of the past 400 years. People like Jonathan Edwards, Charles Finney, C.H. Spurgeon. He reflects on their timeless lessons and collections of inspirational daily readings. Their words ring true today more than ever. And that's very true. And so I'll read just a quick information bio. This is in the book as well about Stephen Hill. He's no longer with us. He's gone on to glory. But here's what his bio says. It says, fueled by his own dramatic deliverance. Sorry, it's a little hard to read this font. I'm sorry. So I'll try to get better lighting. Try it again. Fueled by his own dramatic deliverance from drugs, alcohol, and crime, at the age of 21, Stephen Hill passionately proclaims the love and power of Jesus Christ around the world. On Father's Day, 1995, Stephen spoke at the Brownsville Assembly of God in Pensacola, Florida. That day, heaven opened up and revival poured out into the tiny coastal community. 600 services and 2 million pilgrims later, he continues to lead the lost and hungry into the presence of God. Stephen Hill is the author of 5 books, including Knocking on Heaven's Door. So it's pretty incredible. It's pretty neat to be able to. Anyway, I'm gonna read to you is 2 things. I'm gonna read the actual introduction written by Steve Hill just to give you an idea what this book is about, and then I'm gonna choose a selection and show you what it is, give an example of what it's for. So this is the author, Steve Hill. It's not real long. This is the introduction. Here we go. From the very beginning of my Christian life, I loved morning devotionals. I believed we should give God the best time of day, and for most of us, that's the morning. While we're waking up physically, it makes sense to wake up spiritually, put on the whole armor of God. We need to get ready for the spiritual battles we face during the rest of the day. I agree with Robert Murray McShane, a Scottish minister from the early 19th century, who said that a calm hour with God is worth a whole lifetime with men. I'm thankful to those who trained me in the faith to introduce me to the work of McShane and other great preachers and writers from centuries gone by. We are who we hang around. We are what we read. That's part of why I like reading the works of 17th century British believers like Jeremy Taylor, John Flavel, John Owen, as well as towering figures like Jonathan Edwards, who documented America's first great awakening during the 18th century, Charles Spurgeon, a 19th century pastor who spent 38 rich years preaching and teaching in London. In the pages that follow, you'll be reading selections from these and other servants of God who were well known for their holy lives, their unrelenting devotion to the Lord, and their dedication to personal evangelism. You'll be reading selections that I've written from the lessons the Lord has taught me. I'm certainly not trying to equate myself with those who have gone before. Rather, I'm sharing with you areas where God has strengthened my life. Some of the messages the Lord has given me over the years are about pleasant topics like joy, faith, and peace. Others are hard subjects like sin, selflessness, and the need for repentance. There is a mix of both kinds in the reading because I believe our spiritual lives require a balanced diet. You may enjoy Twinkies or a filet mignon more than you like Brussels sprouts or a ripe banana, but if you want a healthy body, it's best to eat something from all of the recommended food groups. Our spiritual lives are the same way. We can't survive if all we eat is spiritual sugar or milk. When you come to reading that seems a little bit harsher than the day before, or perhaps more difficult to understand, I would encourage you to chew on it as long as it takes to swallow and allow the Holy Spirit to help you digest it. Personally, I love being challenged. That's how I've grown spiritually over the years. Regardless of whether the words you read seem challenging or uplifting, I ask that you allow them to speak to your heart. Hopefully, these daily awakenings can be God's alarm clock, waking you up to the reality of God in your life, whether you read them early in the morning or late at night. There's one other thing. At the bottom of each reading, you will see a listing of 4 chapters from the Bible. These chapter suggestions are designed for those who would like to read more of God's Word. If you read the suggested chapters every day, by the end of the year, you will have read through the Old Testament once, the New Testament, and the Psalms twice. This Bible reading plan was developed by McShay for his Scottish congregation. He believed that both his personal and spiritual growth and his fruitful preaching ministry were due to his strict daily program of Bible reading, prayer, and meditation. In the long run, the words I'm writing will disappear, but God's Word will live forever. Perhaps this reading plan will help you store away more of God's truth deep in your heart, where it can be your inspiration and your guide every day. Stephen L. Hill. It's beautiful. It's a really great devotional book. Like I said, I'm going to just choose. I was trying to figure out what day to pick, and I had several I was going to pick from. But then I thought, you know what? It is 2024 is a leap year. So I thought, you know what? Let's just read the leap year day because it is in here as well. So in case you don't know, leap year is February 29th. That's right. So every 4 years, February has 29 days instead of 28. And they're very short. They're just 1 page long readings. So here it is. This is February 29th. It's entitled An Extra Day to Pray. He always starts it with a scripture, and he starts it with Matthew 6, 9 through 13 on this particular day. It says the following. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and we forgive our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Then the author, Stephen Hill, says the following. Though it doesn't happen often, leap year provides us with a wonderful opportunity of an extra day to pray. I could think of no more perfect passage than this discourse by E.M. Bounds, who is best known for his ceaseless praying and his many writings on prayer. Now, the following I'm going to read to you is an excerpt from E.M. Bounds. As every day demands its bread, so every day demands its prayer. No amount of praying done today will suffice for tomorrow's praying. On the other hand, no praying for tomorrow is of any great value to us today. Today's manna is what we need. Tomorrow, God will see that our needs are supplied. This is the faith which God seeks to inspire. So leave tomorrow with its cares, its needs, its troubles in God's hands. There is no storing of tomorrow's grace or tomorrow's praying. Neither is there any laying up for today's grace to meet tomorrow's necessities. We cannot have tomorrow's grace. We cannot eat tomorrow's bread. We cannot do tomorrow's praying. Then it goes back to a thought by Steve Hill. It says, when Jesus said, give us this day our daily bread, I believe he was teaching us to live one day at a time. Rejoice therefore in this day of extra provision and pray. Also, take a few moments to read today's special Bible text on prayer from the book of Matthew. And at the very bottom of the page, this is what it lists. And it has all, normally he would list, remember in the introduction, it says he would list some of the Old Testament and the New Testament, and you would read through them. But this one is all Matthew. And so it says the following, Matthew chapter 6, verses 5 through 8, Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 through 11, Matthew chapter 18, verses 19 and 20, and Matthew chapter 21, 22. Hey, if you want to go and get read those, I encourage you. You're not going to go wrong. It's a good idea. But I do want to tell you about this book, and it's called Daily Awakenings by Stephen Hill. I really encourage you to put it into your library, put it into your use. It's a really great, the pages, it's just a page a day. It's not that long, but it kind of helps set your day. Anyway, I'll put a link in the show notes if you're interested in getting the book. I recommend it highly. This is definitely one of the best devotions that I have ever come across, and I wanted to share it with you. So we're back. The No Longer Hopeless podcast is back. If you found this to be helpful, I ask that you pass it on. Tell someone else. I can get the message of No Longer Hopeless out to you, but I need you, dear listener, to get the podcast of No Longer Hopeless out to others. If you could do me a favor, like, share, subscribe, or comment, or do 5-star rating, whatever it looks like on the podcast platform that you're listening to, that really helps out the podcast and the algorithm, and it helps it get seen on other people's streams and things like that, just how it works. I don't know all the ins and outs, but I do know that when those things happen, it helps the podcast itself become visible. Anyway, thanks for sticking with us. I know there's been a lull in episodes, but we're back, and we're going to continue on season 2 for a little while, doing interviews and book reviews as we're able. And thank you so much for listening. Let's see what happens next week. That wraps up this episode of No Longer Hopeless. If you found this to be an encouragement to you, then please subscribe so not to miss out when another goes out. If you can think of anyone who might benefit from this podcast, then I ask that you please share it. We would love to hear from you. Connect with us on Facebook by searching for LNL Ministries, or you can email us at nolongerhopelesspodcast@gmail.com. Thanks for listening. And remember, as long as you have breath within you, then you can still have the chance to be no longer hopeless.